Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And yes, you are joining us for a lesson called The Downside of Staying Connected. Of course, many people have smartphones or tablets these days in order to stay connected with their friends and family. But I do wonder about this question here that we see in the talk about it. Do you have the habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet for a long period of time? Do you have this habit, Carolyn?
Well, I don't have a smartphone and I don't have a tablet, so I don't have this habit, fortunately, because as we're going to find out, it looks like it can cause a lot of problems. Nathaniel, what about you?
Nathaniel?
Sorry?
Well, we asked you a question. Do you have the habit of maybe looking down at your smartphone or tablet for too long of a period of time? And it seems like you do.
Of course not.
Of course not. Right. What were you just doing, Nathaniel?
I was just checking my email. You know, I have to do it every once in a while.
Right. Well, maybe today's lesson is for you. Let's get started, friends, with our first reading of the day, The Downside of Staying Connected.
The Downside of Staying Connected. The habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet could be hurting you. The next time you're riding a subway or bus, pay attention to your fellow passengers. Chances are you'll see plenty of them with their heads down, tapping the screens of their tablets or texting on their smartphones. While these folks may be making good use of their time by staying connected, their bodies are paying a heavy price for such convenience. As handheld devices such as smartphones and tablets are becoming more common, users are reporting some new physical problems.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Nowadays, it's not unusual to see most people hunched over, looking at their phone at any given moment. In today's article, we'll learn about a very real and painful consequence of spending too much time looking at our phones. Before we begin, here are the key words. Downside. Downside is a noun. One of the downsides of living in a big city is facing heavy traffic every day. Symptom. Symptom is a noun. When Stan had the flu, his symptoms included a fever and stomach pain. Spinal. Spinal is an adjective. Lucy suffered a spinal injury when she fell off of a ladder. Massage. Massage is a noun. After a long day at work, Jack likes to sit in his massage chair. Your more information words are chiropractor. Chiropractor is a noun. Chiropractic. Chiropractic is an adjective. Let's dive in and find out more.
Well, we are learning about the downside of staying connected, and right there in our title, we have a word from the word bank. It is downside. Nathaniel, now that your smartphone is put away, could you please help us talk about this word, downside?
Well, there's a downside and kind of an upside to everything. The downside is kind of the bad part of things. So the downside of staying connected is maybe the bad results of staying connected.
All right. Well, Carolyn, how might you use this word in a sentence, the downside?
Well, I really love to travel, and it's great. It's so much fun. I can learn so many new things, but the downside is it can be a little bit expensive, and I might have to be on a plane for a really long time.
All right. That is the downside. Or maybe if you are really just thinking about the negative part of something, you could also say, well, the upside is this. There's also a positive side. There are two sides to every coin. There's a downside and an upside. Well, let's get started with the thing right below the title. The deck says, the habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet could be hurting you. Maybe this describes you. Maybe you have some neck pains or back pains. This lesson could benefit you. What is the first line of the lesson, Carolyn?
We see, the next time you're riding a subway or bus, pay attention to your fellow passengers. And after reading this article, I have started paying attention to the other passengers on the train and noticing something. And we see, chances are, you'll see plenty of them with their heads down, tapping the screens of their tablets or texting on their smartphones. And this is something that I notice a lot on my way to work. Nathaniel, do you ever see people doing this?
Oh, of course. When you go out, there's all kinds of people on their phones. It's very, very common.
That's right. The chances are you will see something like this. I like that phrase, chances are. Let me use it in another way. If you've heard the phrase, a friend for life, chances are you listen to Studio Classroom, or you've heard Studio Classroom before. Well, the lesson continues, while these folks may be making good use of their time by staying connected, that means staying in touch with other people, their bodies are paying a heavy price for such convenience. Wow, they're paying a heavy price. And of course, we find out that they are making good use of their time. Let's take a look at that phrase, to make good use of something. How else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, if you make good use of something, then you are using it as best as possible. Mm-hmm. If you have a project at work, you do need to make good use of your time, but you can also make good use of the people around you if you need some help. You can ask them to assist you and make good use of the resources around you.
All right, good. Making good use of your resources. How might you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, a high-priced phone plan might be worth the cost if you do make good use of it. If you use it for many different things that are good for your life and useful for staying connected, maybe it's worth a high price.
All right, you could make good use of it. Make good use of your vacation. Don't just travel to another country and not see the sights. Make good use of your time there. And of course, we see here in this sentence, while these folks may be making good use of their time by staying connected, their bodies are paying a heavy price for such convenience. What does that mean, Carolyn, to pay a heavy price for something?
Well, it doesn't mean that the price is actually heavy, mm-hmm. that you have to carry it, but it means that it is very expensive or costly. Mm-hmm. And if something is costly, then maybe it's not really worth what they're doing.
Okay, maybe it's not worth it. Well, Nathaniel, how does the lesson continue?
It says, as handheld devices such as smartphones and tablets are becoming more common, users are reporting some new physical problems. Well, I don't really know what he might be talking about here. I don't think I'm experiencing any of these things, but maybe others are.
Right, of course. Maybe you haven't experienced those new physical problems yet, but maybe if you're not careful, you might have some of those problems. Here we're talking about new physical problems. So maybe there are problems that didn't exist before, but scientists or doctors are discovering that there's some new problems that are related to staying connected or looking down on your smartphone or tablet for too long. Well, we have more to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看标题里面的 downside 这个名词。Downside 是指缺点或者是负面的效应。例如 ,the downside of working abroad is being away from friends and family.在国外工作的缺点就是远离亲友。它的反义词是 upside, 意思是指好处或者是有利的一面。例如 ,even though Paul was fired, the upside is that he doesn't have to work for that terrible boss any longer. 虽然 Paul 被解雇了,但是好处是他再也不用为那么可怕的老板工作了。 继续我们看的是第一段里面的第三句话。While these folks may be making good use of their time, the make good use of something, 这个动词片语。Make good use of something 是指善用或者是好好利用。例如 ,Will decided to make good use of his business trip to see Rome. Will 决定要好好利用公差的时间去看一看罗马。
We often hear that it's a great thing to be connected, to have access to technology that keeps us in touch with people. But here we've been learning about the downside of staying connected and the heavy price that some people are paying physically on their bodies. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that in the next section, even though this could be a great way to make use of your time during your daily commutes to and from work.
The downside of staying connected. Florida chiropractor Dean Fishman began noticing an increased number of his patients complaining of neck and shoulder pain. He traced these symptoms to the overuse of handheld devices, specifically the action of bending the neck, and coined the term text neck. As if the painful symptoms weren't bad enough,Fishman warns that an untreated case of text neck could lead to permanent spinal damage. He founded the Text Neck Institute in an effort to treat and educate those suffering from text neck. Treatments offered there include chiropractic care, physical therapy, massage therapy, and exercise planning.
Well, thank God for text neck. We learned a lot here in this section. We start out by reading, Florida chiropractor Dean Fishman began noticing an increased number of his patients complaining of neck and shoulder pain. Ooh, well, this person is a chiropractor. Carolyn, what's a chiropractor?
Well, a chiropractor is someone who treats illnesses or pain by adjusting parts of the body through pressure. And a lot of times they will be adjusting your neck or your spine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they help, maybe with back or spine problems. A chiropractor. I've never been to a chiropractor, but, and my back doesn't have many problems, but I do wonder if maybe the chiropractor would tell me that my back has problems.Who knows? Let's go right now to visit Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Our technology article talks about how the habit of looking down at your smartphone or tablet could be hurting you. We find this statement in the article, an increased number of his patients complaining of neck and shoulder pain.That's a more formal way of saying more and more of his patients are complaining of neck and shoulder pain. Now notice the pattern. An increased number of something plus verb in ing form. So how do we use this pattern? Think of a subject that does something and there are more and more cases of this happening. For example, we can have an increased number of girls getting cosmetic surgery. Or...an increased number of investors buying property in this part of town. So friends, give this pattern a try, and if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we were learning about Dean Fishman before, and he noticed that people started coming to him complaining about neck and shoulder pain. We continue here. He traced these symptoms to the overuse of handheld devices, specifically the action of bending the neck, and coined the term text neck. Okay, we have a lot to look at from that sentence. The first thing we want to look at is that word from the word bank, a symptom. A symptom of something is the outward sign of something, the outward sign of maybe a serious problem. So how else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if someone is sick, you might ask them, what are your symptoms? Mm-hmm. Does your stomach hurt? Do you have a fever? Do you have a runny nose? These are all symptoms of a type of cold or maybe even the flu.
All right, I think of maybe having a fever. If you're afraid you might have the flu, a fever is a symptom of the flu sometimes. It could be. Nathaniel, how else might you see that word used?
Doctors usually look at symptoms to determine or decide what kind of illness is giving you your problem. So it's very important for doctors to look at these symptoms.
And we find that Dean Fishman, he traced these symptoms to the overuse of handheld devices. He traced the symptoms to that. Carolyn, what does that mean, to trace something to something else?
Well, you could draw a line from one thing to another, or maybe follow some clues. He was trying to figure out why so many people were having these neck and shoulder problems. Mm-hmm. And well, if you're always looking down, it's going to put some strain on those muscles.
That's right. And so we find out that he coined the term text neck. Okay, we know what a text is and your neck, so text neck, that's kind of a problem. But Nathaniel, what does it mean to coin a term or to coin a phrase?
Well, in this case, to coin kind of means to create or invent. When you're talking about a word or a phrase or a term, you coin it more than you invent it.
All right, so you kind of invent this new phrase. Now we know text neck, and we can think about Dean Fishman because he came up with this phrase. Well, we have more to learn in the information cloud. Let's go there now.
Thanks to technology, we now have another physical ailment to worry about, text neck.
Text neck could be classified as an RSI, or repetitive strain injury. RSIs are injuries to muscles or the nervous system caused by repetitive motions, forceful exertions, or sustained awkward positions.
I can think of another RSI, which also has to do with mobile devices.
I think I know which one you mean, Ken. If you spend a lot of time pressing buttons on your smartphone or PDA, you might develop an aching, throbbing pain in your hands known as BlackBerry thumb.
Yep, you got it. Okay, our next RSI has nothing to do with electronic gadgets. It's caused by one of the best-selling puzzles of all time, the Rubik's Cube.
And it's called Rubik's Wrist, and it describes the pain caused by the repetitive turning of a Rubik's Cube really fast.
Of course, the all-time classic example of RSI is tennis elbow. It's the unscientific name used to describe an elbow that's sore and tender because of overuse.
And it's not just tennis players who get tennis elbow. Swimmers, climbers, manual laborers, and waiters can also get tennis elbow.
这一课介绍低头族有可能罹患 text neck 简讯脖子，其实这一类的病症属于所谓的 RSI， 也就是 repetitive strain injury， 重复使力伤害，也就是长期重复使用特定的几组肌肉所造成的伤害。 tennis elbow 网球肘应该是比较多人听过的，另外还有 blackberry thumb， blackberry 黑莓指的是曾经风靡欧美的黑莓，而所谓的黑莓拇指呢，就是长时间重复使用拇指操作黑莓机所产生的病症。那另外还有 Rubik's Wrist， 魔术方块手腕，这是很多魔术方块迷长久玩弄魔术方块导致手腕无力疼痛的现象。家有新生儿的妇女也有可能罹患妈妈手，这也是属于 RSI 症候群。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Well, continuing, as if the painful symptoms weren't bad enough, Fishman warns that an untreated case of text neck could lead to permanent spinal damage. Wow, this is something to take seriously. Well, let's take a look at one phrase here from this sentence. It starts out, as if something weren't bad enough. You could say, as if something isn't bad enough. Like, as if the traffic wasn't bad enough, everyone was late to the meeting. How else might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, maybe it's very cold outside, you might say. As if the cold weren't bad enough, It just started to rain. Mm-hmm. So you might feel pretty miserable in that kind of weather.
All right, what's another example of how to use this phrase?
Well, as if my focus weren't bad enough, I just downloaded a lot of apps onto my phone to distract my attention even more.
Right. So as if something isn't bad enough, something else might add to the problem. And Dean Fishman discovered that some people might have permanent spinal damage if they are not careful. Let's take a look at that adjective, spinal. It's from the word bank. Spinal describes anything or talks about anything that has to do with your spine, that line of bones down your back. It's a very important part of your body. How else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, going down your back with your spine is also your spinal cord, and it connects to your brain. So that is something that you really want to take care of. You want good spinal health.
All right, that's right, because it's part of your nervous system, the spinal cord. Nathaniel, how else might you use that word?
Well, inside the spinal cord or the spinal column is spinal fluid, which of course is very important for the function of the body as well.
All right. Actually, when I was a baby, I had a spinal disease, and it was actually quite dangerous. Of course, I'm better now. I'm very glad about that. No permanent spinal damage. Well, we continue. He founded the TexNeck Institute in an effort to treat and educate those suffering from TexNeck. All right, Nathaniel, how does the lesson continue?
The next sentence says, treatments offered there include chiropractic care, physical therapy, massage therapy, and exercise planning. A lot of possibilities. We want to talk about one word in particular, and that is massage. Massage is a word bank word today, and maybe you've gotten a massage before. It's when someone kind of puts pressure on your back in different areas and rubs your back, makes it feel better, usually. Sometimes I think it's a little painful. How's a way that we could use this word, Carolyn?
Well, I do enjoy getting a massage, and you can get a massage pretty much on any part of your body. Mm-hmm. Have you had a massage before, Gabe?
Oh, my goodness. I love massages. And unlike Nathaniel, I do like hard massages. Sometimes you can also call them rubs, like especially a back massage could be called a back rub. And you don't need a professional person to give you a back rub. Maybe just your friend can give you a back rub or a back massage. Well, let's continue learning with Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 symptom 这个名词。 Symptom 是指症状。 例如 the symptoms of the flu are a fever, runny nose, coughing, and muscle pain. 这种流感的症状有发烧, 流鼻水, 咳嗽跟肌肉酸痛。 Symptom 也指征兆或征候。 例如, constant conflicts are one symptom of an unhealthy marriage. 不断的冲突是一个不健康婚姻的征兆。 最后我们看的是 chiropractor 这个名词。 注意CH 在这里是发K的音, 念成 chiropractor。 Chiropractor 是指整脊师或者是脊椎指压治疗师。 例如, after one visit to my chiropractor, my back stopped hurting. 去我的整脊师那里一趟之后,我的背就不痛了。课文还提到 chiropractic 这个形容词意思是指整脊的。例如 chiropractic treatment 是指整脊治疗。And let's see what our teachers are up to.
All right, we've talked all about the downside of staying connected today. And I do wonder about other physical consequences to staying connected. Consequences besides TexNeck. Carolyn, what do you think of?
Well, I think of staring at that small screen for long periods of time. It can really affect your vision. It can put a lot of strain on your eyes and lead to eye problems.
All right. What other consequences are there, Nathaniel?
Well, there can also be consequences in your hands when you're doing this or when you're typing too often. It can cause problems in your hands.
All right, and I think we've seen some videos on YouTube of people who were so concentrated on their tablet or smartphone that they ran into things like walls or fountains. So you want to be careful to watch where you are going. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time to learn more about the downside of staying connected here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Time passed slowly, and now, because they were so hungry, painfully. There were some side passages near the spring, and Tom decided to explore them. He had a fishing line in his pocket, about 60 meters. He fastened one end to a rock point beside the spring, and he started along the nearest side passage. Becky said she would wait. She was very weak now and couldn't find the strength to go with him. Tom felt his way along carefully, letting out the fishing line as he went. At the end of about 15 meters, the passage floor ended in a drop. Tom lay down and felt below, and then as far around the corner as he could reach. Nothing. He stretched a little farther to the right, and at that moment, not more than 20 meters away, a hand holding a handle appeared from behind a rock. Tom gave a joyful shout. And immediately the hand was followed by the body it belonged to, Injun Joe's. Tom couldn't move. He was very glad when he saw the Spaniard turn quickly and move out of sight as fast as he could.
Why didn't Joe come and kill me for giving evidence in court?
Tom asked himself. He decided that the cave walls had changed the sound of his voice. But his fright made him very weak.